Welcome to Ohtani Comes to America, a podcast about the two-way baseball player Shohei Ohtani. I'm Jack.
And I'm Kev.
And we're back for a little mini follow-up episode after Ohtani's contract announcement with the Dodgers. Basically, this episode specifically will be about the new details we learned. As people know, $700 million contract, signed for 10 years. And we knew when we last recorded that there were going to be deferrals and supposedly a good amount that wouldn't be given to him until later in the contract or after. But we didn't know exactly what that meant. Since then, we found out what that means, and that basically $680 million of the $700 would be going to him in the 10 years after the contract ended.
Outrageous.
And the big headline that got news was that he'd be making $2 million a year during those 10 years of the contract, which I think was fair to get those headlines. But before we get into that, I think the other important context that didn't get as much headlines, but is a big part of it, is that with how the luxury tax system works, where teams can spend up to a certain amount before they have to start paying more afterwards, for that, his contract counts as $46 million a year. We don't need to get into the details of how they come up with that because it's a little complicated anyway. But that $46 million is the highest value for any player in the big leagues. So it still is taking a big chunk out of their spending, even though it allows for more if he was making $70 million over those 10 years, which would be what it would average out to. So even me trying to say this simply, I feel like might confuse people, but it's almost like he signed a $460 million contract over the 10 years with then a bonus going up to the $700 million that he would get after. That's like a way you could look at it in a sense. So when the $2 million per year news initially dropped, we were talking and I know you weren't loving that aspect. And so with that and with what we know with how it goes with the luxury tax, where are you at on it right now?
Livid. The whole dropping of that news was kind of like just shocking, obviously without the details. The details came out later, the 46 mil technically average per year that they're going to be playing, whatever, weird math, a lot of weird numbers that I understand but don't necessarily comprehend. I don't know if that even makes sense, but yes, it's not just 2 mil. Doesn't seem as bad as it seemed for any outside fan, but still a crazy discount. Another thing that like hurt the most is that like for some reason reporters or whoever was like writing these articles or tweets, they really wanted to emphasize this was Shohei's idea. The Dodger hater in me is like, fist closed, Arthur meme, want to punch air, yell out a cloud.
Even though he did that for every team, supposedly, like he offered that to every team.
Yeah, because it's like we have to sit here and live through 10 more years of Dodger domination, at least on the NL West. It's just one of those where like, damn, I can't believe the Dodgers are getting away with it. I feel like that's the biggest problem, or at least for me. They got him, and they're getting away with like having the room to add even more players on top of that. Since then, they've added Tyler Glasnow, good pitcher from the Rays, little injury prone, kind of going through his second Tommy John, but a super talented pitcher, like a possible Cy Young winner type level pitcher. Manuel Margot, outfielder, good player, solid. Could probably throw him anywhere. He's going to do good. Again, they keep adding like these little pieces. And you have Freddie. And you have Mookie. And you have Ohtani. I can't believe this team is this powerful and continues to get powerful because the contract allowed for it. That's just how I look at it. And many people are. I'm sure you'll see in the comments anywhere you look right now. I do admit this comes because it's not my team.
Well, even besides the Yankees, who would get just as much hate, if not more, for doing something similar, what if he had done this going to the Giants, who supposedly offered him a similar amount of financial money, but clearly didn't have as competitive a team to build around?
I'd be way more okay with it. Because of that, like, the team is paying you this much money, won't be able to construct a team around you, so you have to make a deal like this so the team could grow. Like the Giants, they don't have that many superstars. They'll need way more players to be Brave level, to be Dodger level, whatever it is. So yeah, I think that's part of it. Like, the Dodgers are already a powerful team. They've won the NL West 10 out of 11 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 to 3 teams would have gotten this treatment from me. One, if he went to the Braves. Like, if the Braves got better, I'm automatically a Brave hater.
Well, this would have been a perfect Braves move in terms of they always are trying to save money and get players at lower values and stuff like that.
Yeah. So the Dodgers, obviously. Houston, because it's Houston.
I mean, Houston, I would have hated anything.
Exactly. Those are the teams. But yeah, if he went to the Giants, I don't know, what were some of the other teams? The Cubs, like
Blue Jays, yeah.
I wouldn't have been as mad. Yeah.
I hear you in terms of it being so stacked and maybe unfair in a way, but it's also, one, it's legal. Two, I think that it actually counts as $46 million against the tax, for me, made it feel like, all right, this is fine. If he had gotten a $460 for 10 contract, I don't think anyone would be bitching in the same way. And Ohtani has been on the Angels for 6 seasons, hasn't tasted a single playoff game once, and he just won the WBC this year. He wants to ensure that they're going to win, or at least has the best chance. So it's funny how this can be looked at as both a very selfless and a very selfish move at the same time, depending on who you ask. Even if he had done this with the Angels, people would be like, oh my God, he's such a great sport, does this for his team, blah, blah, blah. But the Dodger hate definitely factors into that for sure. And even the Angels would have been similar to the Giants in terms of, yeah, you have to actually build around it. Like, the Angels at least have Trout, but yeah, it's not looking good for them otherwise.
And don't forget, they also have Rendon. Just kidding. That was a joke. But
do you think this is the single most bizarre, weird contract, unique contract of all time?
I mean, yeah, at least when it comes to impact. Like, I'm sure you could find, like, if you Google, like, the craziest contract. It's like, yeah, this dude has a contract where, like, you have to buy him a Bugatti and, like, a G6 plane at the end of his 17th season. Like, I don't know. There's probably something like that. But I don't care. This one has to be for sure. Like, yo, there's people literally talking about this that don't watch baseball at all. Like, in the office, people have asked me, like, oh, you're a baseball guy, huh? How about that contract? I mean, obviously, part of it is the money. It's such a crazy amount that you're just not used to seeing in the sports world. But it has to be, like, the most impactful, quirky, like, loophole-y, finesse-y. You could try to keep throwing words in their contract that I've seen for sure.
Like him, it's one of a kind. I don't think we'll ever see a contract like this again. And even just the fact that he can make the $2 million per year, he has so much money in sponsorships off the field, expected to be $50 million this upcoming year. He's chilling. Like, he doesn't need that money now, and he sets it up for later. And in his mind, again, he's doing this to give the team the best chance to win and build around him. And even I saw something about how, I think it was Andrew Friedman or someone else from the Dodgers said, like, oh yeah, we would have never proposed this ourselves. Because, like, imagine saying to someone, oh yeah, you know, we'll pay you a couple million a year and give you the rest later. Like, we wouldn't have had the boldness to say that, essentially. And I think it is somewhat of a play by Ohtani's agent to make that clear, like, oh, this was his idea. But I do think it probably was his idea, because even his agent was probably not thinking that way. And it feels like a very Ohtani thing to do. So I think it's genuine in that way, but I do get the hate in terms of why people are looking at it negatively, even though I'm fine with it.
And I do believe it's part of the reason he got 700, that the contract is structured that way. I don't know that he gets 700 if it's any other way.
Yeah, they couldn't have paid him 70 mil a year over the 10 years.
Yeah, like, no one was going to do that. Or even if you defer some, but not how it was, like, structured. It's how they were able to juice, yeah, the extra money. Because even us, we were, like, expecting 500, 600, maybe 700. I feel like got a lot of people by surprise, especially in the context of, like, where he's at in the career, with the elbow and the health. Somehow, they worked it out. Again, it's one of those where, like, I almost want to give him props, but it just depends where you're looking at it from. This could very well be, like, the, yo, this is a crazy move. Or if you're in the other end, it's not your team, and you're like, fuck, why'd he do that? That's selfish.
Well, also, it depends how much the Dodgers add this offseason. If they really go crazy and add a bunch of people and the team is just literally like an all-star team, then yeah, that's going to increase that hate for it even more.
They get Yamamoto. I'm not even wearing Yankee hats no more. I'm literally wearing like FLA hats. Like, I got to be open about my hate.
Did you hear that Ohtani went to the meeting with Mookie and Freddie for Yamamoto to try to get him to come?
I'm borderline speechless at this point. They got an AI video of Kobe too saying he should go to the team. I don't even know.
Like, yeah, for people who didn't hear, basically the Dodgers had a video from Kobe from years ago before he died saying for Ohtani to come to the team.
That's a chess move right there. 3D chess move. That's on another level. But yeah, I mean, with that said, feel like you could probably even agree with me in that Ohtani's no longer that good old beloved boy that every single person loves. Like, you best believe there's going to be some organizations, some fan bases that once Ohtani comes to bat, you're going to hear them boos. I don't know that it'll phase him. Something he's going to have to get used to once you hit the playoffs. I know he hasn't been there with the Angels, but he's going to hear some boos. And again, it is new. We haven't seen that side of fandom with Ohtani. It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, he's definitely going into borderline villain mode. Not with his actions, but how he's perceived. And I've never seen more haters for Ohtani than in this past month. Even before the contract announcement happened, people were just like bitching about how much talk there is about him and he's overrated. He's just a DH, blah, 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 like all this stuff. And people are like, yeah, I don't want him on my team anyway. Like, the amount of fan bases I saw trying to convince themselves, like, no, we don't want Ohtani, like, we don't want the best player of all time on our team, was just kind of insane to me and laughable. But yeah, I think that's only starting to happen. Once he gets going with the Dodgers, I think that'll continue to increase, especially if they're good. People are just going to complain about him even more. And I'd say the only fan base I think should feel shameful if they boo him is the Angels fans, because this man won Rookie of the Year, he won two MVPs, he was carrying that team on his back. The only thing making that exciting for the past 6 years he's been there. And you want to treat him as like a traitor or someone who let you down just because he wanted to get out of your organization that's horribly run and has one of the worst owners in baseball? Like, blame Artie Moreno, not Ohtani. So I just feel like the Angels fans' hate is ridiculous. You should be thankful for getting to watch him all these years and what he gave you instead of complaining that he left after not making the playoffs this whole time.
I do give him that it is to a rival in a way. It's like if Judge went to the Mets or Boston.
I get that, but it's also, think about him wanting to stay in like a place he knows and be comfortable, and it is just like a super logical fit anyway.
No, I'm just saying, like, can't be too mad if they do boo him.
I'm not saying they shouldn't be mad or disappointed that he went to the Dodgers, but, like, give him the warm welcome when he comes back to Angel Stadium.
No, yeah, you gotta give him the standing ovation.
Did you have any thoughts on the press conference stuff when the Dodgers officially introduced him and he put on the uniform for the first time?
The boy looks good in blue, man. I just let my guard down to say that, but seeing that was for sure, like, damn, like, it actually happened. He looks good. Yeah, for sure, like, lit up a flame. Like, yo, that season should be interesting. Just even following that story. Shohei's story has always been cool, but now with all this added on top of it.
One thing that was brought up at the press conference was about the name of his dog and him finally officially unveiling or confirming that. Even though I'd seen some fan accounts who somehow knew the American name at least already, because there's Dekopin for the Japanese name, which is like flicking someone in the forehead, kind of a random name to choose, and then Decoy as the American one. And it's like a kind of rare breed of dog. I forget the exact name, but what do you think about all this crazy attention around his dog?
Decoy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes the info's right in front of you. Interesting name choice. I do like it. Decoy is cool. It's one of those, I guess, people lean into it because we've said it before. We're kind of like thirsty for like more from Shohei, more personality, post more on Insta, like, let us know more about you. And a dog is like the easy window. It's kind of like when you're walking a dog, like, you go pet it, you try to start a conversation.
Right
As fans, we're all doing that. Like, let's get to meet Ohtani through the dog. We saw his GQ top 10 things I can't live without, and 8 of them were fucking things to make him better. So the dog is like the first window we see to like, oh, see, we know Otani on a personal level, so I can understand it from a fan perspective, but yeah, it's insane how much press that dog's getting. You would thought it was Air Bud who actually has a movie.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a good take on it, because it is like one of the few personal things we see with him, and he called the dog like his best friend and hangs out with him all the time and stuff. So, you know, Ipe's like, hey, what about me? But, you know, it's a little different. And even hopefully he starts posting more on Instagram next year to share some of that personal stuff. I mean, not that we'll get that side of him really, but it is insane how he has double the amount of the followers of the Dodgers alone on Instagram right now, like 6.8 million compared to 3.4, which is just kind of mind-boggling as one of the most well-known teams, period, even though baseball is kind of regional. But yeah, I doubt we'll get too much activity from him on IG. But the last thing that I wanted to bring up was the reports of him possibly playing left field next season. What do you think of that?
I feel like that's just people trying to report slow news day type thing, even though it could be true.
But just hypothetical, because yeah. Even you mentioned like last episode, I think, was like, oh, what if Otani starts playing the field or whatever?
Love it. Only question is like, is he playing outfield and then throwing left-handed to keep that elbow good? You know what I mean? And I know you can, like in the outfield, he'll be throwing what, 3 balls a game in maybe? And like some that are singles, you don't even really need to throw it hard. But outside of that, let's assume it's not a problem. Dodger Stadium. Fix that wall.
Got to avoid Aaron Judge part 2 with the concrete, whatever that was, step.
Can't have any exposed concrete. Like, what is going on over there? I mean, but yeah, like, wanted to see this dude in the outfield. Like, he's so athletic. Already call him Mr. Hot Wheels. Like, he got wheels. He's going to get to the ball. Fielding is one of the most fun part of the game. We saw with Tatis, already an electric shortstop that made a bunch of errors, but you threw him in the outfield and he was making electric plays. Got the gold glove. Surprised everyone. Not saying that Otani's gonna get a gold glove. I don't know that he's even gonna play that much, but what if we see like a dope like robbery of a home run? Add to the highlight reel.
That'd be crazy. I've never even thought in my head about an Otani home run robbery in the field.
It'd be insane. Like, we already see the dude that could bat. We see the dude that could throw gas by you. What about the dude that could rob you of a home run? Now we're talking about everything. Like, this dude has it all. So I'm all in.
Yeah, I saw a lot of Dodgers fans especially being like, keep him saved until 2025, keep his pitching arm bubble wrap, blah, blah, blah. But selfishly, it would definitely be fun to see, so.
But yeah, it's one of those things. I hope they don't baby him. Like, let him go into a home run derby in a year or two. I don't know. Like, let him have fun, so.
We'll see how they treat him compared to the Angels. But I think it's a good balance of, like, listening to him and what he can handle, because he knows his body better than anyone.
It's one of those where, like, it doesn't seem like they're afraid to experiment or give things a try. You saw the Dodgers experiment with Mookie at second base. Give Shohei a few games, see how he does, and assess it from there.
All right, so that wraps it up for this episode of Otani Comes to America. I'm Jack. You can find me at JackBoomSummer, Summer with an O, on everything.
And I'm Kev. You can find me at Same Old Kev pretty much everywhere.
And this will be our last episode for 2023, but we'll be back in the new year.
Start of a new era.